It's a moment now when we remember that we have the opportunity to express our concerns for each other, for those of us gathered here, for people we know and for people we don't know, for our community, our world. It's an opportunity for us to open our lives to both express those concerns and listen to what God has to say. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. This holiday reminds us of the high hope for a world filled with fear, anxiety, and shattered communities. In our thanksgiving, we remember the great ones who have responded when their name was called to remind us the way of peace and justice can be a reality. Certainly, Dr. King did that. We remember how he was drawn into the struggle, as he said, reluctantly. Who among us wants to take on the burden of knowing our actions challenge wrong-headed, wrong-spirited, threatening attitudes? But there have been those who have laid down a path for us to follow. Let us celebrate their lives by the way we live, the words we use, and the hope we give to others. The great ones are many. They include those who have helped us develop our own faith, so that we too are able to say, "Here I am." They are our fathers, our mothers, our teachers, our spiritual leaders, our colleagues, and the list goes on and on. We are thankful for them. We are thankful for their lives, for what they have given, and what they have taught us that we can do. We do live in hope, not some flippant grand wish, but for a kingdom of believers to form the beloved community. Let us never lose the conviction that our stand for truth, compassion, and justice will alter the backward actions of violence brought on by fear, hatred, and disregard for the other. We pray that the leaders of our government will be endowed with determination to create rather than destroy. Turn them from the misguided sense that power lies in weapons. Power lies in the restoration of human rights and dignity. We cannot, however, delegate the work of our democracy to another. Therefore, we pray for ourselves, that we might hear the voice and answer affirmatively, for it is in the work of each that all are benefited. We do pray with a sense of sacred memory and profound hope, even in a time of great anxiety. We pray that fear and distrust will give way to faith in and acceptance of others. We pray for the spiritual reserve to find ways to do more than live with a survival mentality. Having been ready but sometimes slow to answer this summons, we now with renewed faith pray that the many who have taught us how to live will be honored by our determination to move into the new frontiers expressed in the dreams of Dr. King and the great ones gone before. Let us not shy away from living the prayer of Jesus, who gave us his desire with these words: "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever.